The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That is greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now today we are talking about headaches. Lots of people have them. Lots of people suffer through them. And lots of people have been helped by them at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about causation, what may cause them, but more importantly, what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic that has a radical change and effect on individuals. Now, before we get into that, though, I want to talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's Health in the News, we are talking about toxic chemicals that never break down were found in the drinking water in several major U.S. cities. So they go on to talk about how potentially toxic chemicals are in the drinking water supplies of several major metro areas in the United States, including Miami, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., according to a new report from the Environmental Working Group, EWG. The findings published by the environmental advocacy group this week suggested that PFAS, which is a man-made chemical that are extremely persistent in the environment and in human bodies, could be found in major water supplies throughout the U.S. The group tested the drinking water at 44 sites in 31 states and Washington for PFAS chemicals. Of the areas tested, only Meridian, Mississippi had no detectable levels of the toxic chemical. The community draws its drinking water from wells more than 700 feet deep. The water supply in Brunswick County, North Carolina, and the Quad Cities, Iowa, contain the highest levels of chemicals, more than 100 times the EWG's suggested limit. The advocacy group recommends PFAS limit as one part per million in drinking water, about 70 times stronger than the federal recommendations. Right? I laugh. It's not like haha funny, but kind of funny that I'm pretty sure you drink a ton of Quad City water, which I'm like, I wonder if that's part of, like, oh my gosh. Anyways, I was in the Quad Cities for over a decade, undergrad and grad school. So they talk about the potential harm of PFAS. So PFAS is short for perfluoroalkyl or polyfluoroalkyl substance, right? It's rough. That's why they call it PFAS, which include chemicals known as PFOs, PFOA, and Gen X. The report refers to them as quote-unquote forever chemicals because they don't break down once they're in their environments. They've been manufactured since the 1940s for their ability to repel oil and water. They're now found in nonstick products, paints, cleaning products, and food packaging. They say a growing body of research of PFAS impact on human health shows exposure is linked to reproductive and developmental harm, as well as kidney and liver damage and cancer, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Think about this, right? And they go on to say the agency disagrees with their limits, right? They say there are minimal risk levels for oral exposure for PFOS or PFOAs. It should be 10 times lower than what the EPA currently recommends. They said more than half of the sites tested on the Environmental Working Group exceeds its suggested levels. Okay, so think about this. We talk a lot, especially we're talking about headaches and migraines today. So we're talking a lot about this to say, like, hey, if you have headaches and migraines, what are some things you can look into doing for yourself that might be able to help? You know, and one of those, here's a little sneak peek, is really addressing your hydration. It's such a big deal. Dehydration is such a huge cause when it comes to headaches and migraines. The problem with all of this, though, is that if we say, hey, drink a ton of water, but you're in one of these cities that has massively, massively high chemicals, that not only, when I look at anything that affects your reproductive or developmental abilities and causes harm, means typically to me that hormonally there's a problem. Like, it's causing some hormonal imbalance. And especially when you're looking at these PFOAs, PFOS. I mean, I was looking back at some of this, and there's an article that came out several months ago, not quite a year, but talking about how these chemicals and how they don't break down in the body. Well, of course. So most of that, hey, it's causing plastic food that you eat, and we're eating tons of it. They're surrounded with it. But they're finding too that higher concentrations can cause an increase in cholesterol levels in humans, right? So when you're like, oh my goodness, I just can't get my cholesterol under control, they're literally saying this could be back to chemicals that you're drinking in your water. Immune system issues, thyroid problems, cancer. Well, it's foreign. It doesn't break down. They also are finding even more recent that says kidney and liver. Well, guess what your detoxification organs are? So when you're looking at this and say, hey, okay, if you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces on a daily basis and you do that every day from tap water, what is your levels of toxicity look like? Because you're like, yeah, I'm really hydrated, but I feel way worse. You're like, well, very rightfully so, is because you're drinking these massive amount of chemical toxins, right? So when we're looking at that, it's like, okay, so what do we do? And that's one for us as a family, one of the first things that we did, because we're on well water too, which this is like, well, that's actually kind of reassuring that we're on well water as opposed to some other water that has higher amounts. I'm not sure how deep our well is, but it's still like, I don't know how anything processes through. And for me to drink that or allow my little children to drink that, like, I can't do it and feel secure about it. And so here's what we do, is we do reverse osmosis. And I know that there's a lot of controversy about like trace minerals and what we can add back in. For me, this is what I know. And this is what we personally do, is that so many of the filters, they want to allow certain things to pass through, but you can't just say, hey, we're going to allow this mineral to pass through and not this mineral. So what happens is that it allows other things to pass through. Even the like countertop ones, there's actually been a lot of interesting research about that, on how the more popular countertop filters don't actually filter all that they say they do. So when you're looking at reverse osmosis, it does. It takes out everything. It takes out all of the good. It takes out all of the bad. And I'm okay with that. And here's why. Because one of the things it takes out is good are the trace minerals. Well, trace minerals are not that difficult to put back in. So is it an extra step? Yes. And for me and my family, that's what I believe to be the best. Right? I want everything gone. So I don't say, oh, you're going to let this particle through, but not that particle through. Oh, you're going to filter this, but maybe not this. Take it all out. I want it stripped of everything. And then I'll get trace mineral drops. We'll use salt, right? Celtic or pink Himalayan sea salt, which is abundant full of trace minerals. We're going to get a lot of our trace minerals from our food sources. Right. But we do liquid. And so I put that in the kiddos' water, our water, my husband's water. I actually put it in his coffee. I also put collagen in there. He doesn't know it. And he has listened to my radio show. So that's kind of nice. I doctor him up with so much stuff. He found out the other day. This is totally a side note. He actually got me the other day. He said, "What are you putting in my coffee?" Oh, no. He thought I was putting it in my coffee. And he said, "What are you putting in your coffee?" I said, "Collagen." And he said, "Ooh, gross." And I said, "Do you really think that's gross?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Do you know what it tastes like?" He said, "No." And I said, "You know, I put this in your coffee," because he works nights. So I'm like, "You know," so I'll help him make coffee while he gets ready. I got the kiddos. And I said, "You know, I put this in your coffee every day, right?" And he goes, "Do you really?" I said, "I sure do." Oh, man. It gives me a really sound peace of mind, especially with little kids and knowing all of these hormone disruptors, liver and kidney damage, cancer. Those are the things that I want to be able to do. So when we say not all chiropractors are the same, not all supplements are created equal, the same goes with water as well. When we come back, you have headaches, we might be able to help. Let's walk through it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Ever wonder what might be causing some of those headaches? That's what we try to do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We get down to the cause. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we're talking headaches, migraines. They're so often times that we're just not addressing the root cause of the problems. So we get caught and stuck and we just feel like we're chasing our tail. And if that doesn't work, there's more medication. What was interesting? So I looked up the types of headaches, because no one really addressed any causation of headaches, which is really interesting. Tension headaches, number one. They talk about migraines being the second. The tension headaches are the most common type of headaches. So they talk about often they can turn into more chronic daily headaches. Migraines, if you've suffered from migraines, you know that they present a bit differently in terms of sensitivity to light, nose, noise, odors, also known from the nose, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, upset stomach. They talk about cluster headaches, new daily persistent headaches. It's a new one. New daily persistent headaches. They talk about secondary types of headaches, could be from sinuses. And that's easy to say, "Oh, I just have a sinus headache." But like, why are your sinuses bad? I actually heard someone talking the other day and they said, "Oh, hey, do you have a cold?" I was volunteering at church. "Hey, do you have a cold?" And he said, "No, I don't have a cold. I just have allergies." I'm like, "Are you allergic to the cold?" Like, why? Why are you not addressing what you're allergic to? Because the most typical outdoor allergens are not present right now. It's cold. Here's the other thing that I thought was really interesting in terms of headaches. Medication overuse headache. That's an actual name of a headache. It results as overuse of either readily available over-the-counter or prescribed painkillers, such as opiates or sedatives. Yep. Their headaches caused from overuse of medicine. Like, oh my gosh, guys. They say headaches can be triggered by certain environmental factors, secondhand tobacco smoke, strong odors, certain allergens, eaten certain foods. Okay. What foods that you eat? Do you have leaky gut? Do you have a food sensitivity? Like, why can you have onions and it gives you a headache, but I have onions and it doesn't? Something else is underlying going on, right? Exposure to allergens. Are you sensitive to those allergens? You know, when you look at an allergy and what it is, it's your body's response to a harmless chemical or substance. And it's an immune response to a harmless chemical or substance. Right? So they talk about how headaches, you know, I think this, right? And this is where people, it's a different viewpoint is like where headaches come from. But before we go into a little bit more, I do want to share someone who had faith. They heard about our office, had a friend who came and saw us. She really looked into it, prayed about it, and came into the office. And so I want to be able to share her story with you. So we just want to welcome Nikki to the line. Nikki, thank you so much. I know I've stole you away for a couple minutes this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I want to start with just going through what were some of the things that you experienced before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
So I was suffering from some chronic migraines. I had migraines 3 to 4 times a week, I would say. And they were the type of migraines where I couldn't be in any light, and noise really hurt my migraines. And I was under the age of 5 or 5 and under, it's a little bit hard. So I was struggling with severe migraines that just weren't going away. So.
And how long had you had these migraines for?
I would say I had the migraines for about 7-8 months by the time I had looked into options.
And then
there's chiropractic care and things like that, yeah.
So what were some of the things throughout this journey before you started in the office, what were some of the things you tried for your migraines?
So I was on multiple medications. So amitriptyline daily for my migraines. I was also on some like spot medications, Fioricet, things like that. Just many medications, several medications daily for migraines. So not really the way I wanted to approach it. So.
And so how did you hear about the office, Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
So I have a friend named Ashley who led me to Dr. Leanne, and Dr. Leanne came and spoke to my MOPS group, our mother's group that we meet on Sunday nights. And Dr. Leanne had talked about like health and wellness at our MOPS group, and I had mentioned that I had migraines. So when I talked to Dr. Leanne afterwards, she said she wanted to fix my migraines. So that's
kind of
how we heard about it.
What did I tell you? I said, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Like, yeah, you're like, I want to try to fix your migraine.
Oh my gosh. When you get down to the root cause of the problem, it's so often that it's like, yes, I know you're suffering with this and I know you feel terrible and I know I sound excited about your migraines, but it's so often that we see these changes come and you see these transformations in people. It's just so, I get excited. I get excited about migraines. I'm not excited you have migraines. I'm excited to see what we do to help migraines. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it? What was it inevitably that made you want to come in and get further evaluated? Because like what was the thing that you said, okay, here's my moment. I've got to go in and get checked.
I was tired of taking medications. I feel like I was on a lot of medications and I didn't enjoy being on all those medications. I was tired of just the daily task of taking medications, daily, nightly, just constantly. So I was just kind of over it. So I was like, something's got to give. We got to figure something out. So.
Cool. And so now you've been in the office a couple months at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So what has changed for you?
I have had only one migraine, I would say, in the past 7 or 8 weeks. Which is a huge improvement. I am able to like enjoy being with my kids more often because I'm not, you know, constantly, you know, needing to be in the dark or needing to be in a quiet space. So I would say just like the overall the way I deal with life has been so much better since being treated there. And definitely only having one migraine, that is definitely a bonus. I mean, I still have to occasionally take like Excedrin, but like once every, you know, 7 weeks, that's okay.
Right? That's, we call that a good, better, best. And what did your doc, you went to see your doctor, and what did your doctor tell you?
My primary care doctor?
Yeah, you said, he said, I don't need what?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He said that I do not have to take my amitriptyline anymore, so that's the daily medication. So I am currently off. I've been off for 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe now. Off my amitriptyline.
Well, and I think that's a testament to, like, you feel like, and again, I've never had them, but I've had so many patients who have, and they just say, I feel like I was just locked down. This is what my forever was going to be like. And so to have that change and have your doctor tell you, hey, then you try to go without, like, that's something that I just see a lot of people hope and pray for. And it's one that I shared with you, I feel like would be such a testament to people who have this desire and they don't have an outlet or know someone to help them.
Yeah, it's been amazing. So
if you were talking to you, Nikki, 6 months ago, what would you tell you?
Go seek chiropractic care and see what they can do for you. I've actually told multiple people that already. So I've had lots of friends say, I have migraines all the time. I'm like, you need to go check out the chiropractor because it's amazing.
Yeah. I know. Well, and thank you so much for your trust. You know, because it's just, I know that sometimes there's a lot of trepidation that comes with coming to see a chiropractor, but that's why we did all of those extra views to see what was going on and how to make sure that we adjusted you properly. So thanks.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking your time and sharing your story. And I know that you're super busy, so I don't want to steal you for too long, but I will. Again, I just wanted to say thank you and I will see you in the office.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one. Now, if you want to know more about how you or a loved one may be able to get help at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you just got to give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can go online to schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. If we have to do anything else, we'll let you know what it costs at the time. Now, when we come back, more about getting to the cause of a problem of headaches and migraines next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, if you come from the radio, it's just $25. Now, today we're talking about headaches. I can say from a personal component that I really have not suffered much from headaches. I think the only headaches I've really had was maybe during pregnancy when I went through like a really big hormonal shift. But I will tell you this. I assume that the headache in which I experienced on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being like an excruciating migraine and 0 being no headache, that my headache... I felt like it was a big headache, but in reality, it was probably like a 2 or a 3. And I realized so much why people with headaches or migraines would make sure that they did everything they could to never get it again. I remember just going up to my other doc that I've got in the office. You know, he's my chiropractor. And I'm like, hey, I need to be adjusted. Adjust me again. It's not working. Adjust me again. And he was like, this one's hormonal. And I'm like, oh, okay. But this is what I tell you, though, is that you know, you experience a lot of that. But for me at that point, I was going through a lot of structural change with my spine. You know, pregnancy will do that to you. Like it changes your body. But I wasn't, you know, I was really, really focused on just everything that I needed to do before I left. And I stopped taking care of myself. And when I got back on track, they had all gone away, the headaches. And I was like, oh, there is something to what we do, you know. But that's where I see so often is that people will say, you know what, but I know mine are caused from whatever, hormone shift, or mine are caused from sunlight, or what, I don't even know, right? Like, but stress, right? Stress brings on my headaches. And I'm like, well, then how come you can have an individual who has the most stressful job you could think about, drama surgeon, or, you know, stock market, Wall Street people, like so stressful, like how come they don't get those headaches? And those things can be triggers. I absolutely believe that those could be triggers. But there's typically something else that's underlying, right? And the biggest thing that I will tell you that I see in the profession that I'm in is that there is structural damage to the spine. There's other reasons too, and we'll go into those. Dehydration, a couple other ones, right? But now, this is what's super important, because most people say, well, I carry my tension in my neck if I'm really stressed, right? Or sometimes you feel it as neck tension coming on and it turns into a headache or into a migraine, right? So these are the things to look at, is that, okay, well, a lot of the times they're considered cervicogenic headaches. Cervical spine being your neck, genic is being created by, right? Created by neck. So often what I will see in terms of headaches is that you should have this nice curve in your neck, right? So that curve would be like if you took your hand and your palm was touching your nose, right? And you curved it. That's what that curve should look like. So you should have that curve. Oftentimes people will hear of the terminology called like military neck or straight neck. You've lost the curve in your neck. What's some other verbiage? But what happens is you're meant to have a curve in your neck. It's considered a lordosis, right? It's a forward-facing curve. You are 100% meant to have that. That's not like a chiropractic belief. That is a medical fact, right? It's out of Gray's Anatomy and Physiology. So from the side that you look, like if you were to look at someone's ear, that's from the side, you're actually meant to have a forward curve. But oftentimes what will happen is that people will lose that curvature. Some things in life are meant to have curves. Imagine you take a banana and make it straight, right? Like what happens to the inside? But the problem is when you start to lose the lordosis in your neck, you lose that normal curvature. This is where you oftentimes hear of like spinal stenosis, which is canal narrowing. But it takes those bones, it shoves them back in the spinal cord, it compresses those nerves. Right? Or sometimes people will actually have a reverse curvature, which is considered a kyphosis. And again, those are really, really damaging things. Sometimes people look at that and say, oh, I don't see a whole lot of degeneration. It looks great. And you say, you literally have a reversed curvature in your neck. It does not look great. It doesn't. But one, primarily, people don't necessarily evaluate the cervical spine for that regard. But think about that's C1, that's base of the brainstem. Occiput is the base of the skull, right? And so when you're looking at that, that is a huge, your atlanto-occipital joint, C1 and occiput, that's huge. Has it been evaluated? This is the other thing that I see too that most doctors will 100% miss unless they are fully educated on what they are looking at when we talk about upper cervical instability, ligamentous instability. So looking at atlanto-axial instability, right? You have ligaments in your upper cervical spine, and those ligaments attach bone to bone. You have something called your alar ligaments, right? And your alar ligament connects those two bones. It gets a little bit more complicated. We explain it more in the office if it's something that we believe or need to look for, right? And so there's special views that we can see, right? Because you can't actually see ligaments, but you can do there's certain ranges of motions that you take x-rays with that look at alar ligament instability. And it's incredibly important. especially too if you have more of those neurological symptoms like headaches or migraines. You need to find a doctor who knows how to look at, view, and address that. And it is so common that we have headaches or migraines, we just go to see a doctor and they might get you adjusted or they might put you on medication or whatever, right? But it's like if it's a ligamentous, an underlying ligamentous damage problem, then are the way that you're adjusting them, are you aware of that ALR ligament? Have you done tests for that ALR ligament? Because you can't just turn your head from side to side and say, oh, you have it or you don't, because it does has nothing to do with range of motion. You have to have x-rays to see those. And you have to have very specific, very knowledgeable views of what you're looking at and how to read those. And not every doctor knows that. And that is one of the reasons why we are so wildly successful when it comes to headaches in the office. When ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed, this is where people strive in our office. And it's so often that people, you know, I've had all of these things. I've tried chiropractic. It didn't work for me. And I understand that. And I say, well, one, did you have anyone address what your cervical curve looks like? Or if you have any instability in your upper cervical spine, ligamentous damage that might be causing instability, which is causing more of your neurological symptoms. And most people say, what? Because they haven't. Because they've never had a doctor who's looked at and addressed that. Because I can tell you, I went through with someone just this week, two of them actually, what that looked like in terms of migraines and that lack of ALR ligament stability, right? And so I think it's one that you just have to look at and address and give it a shot. Because it's so oftentimes that you see this and I'm like, like, who knew? Who knew you never had to live with this? You know, but again, it's, you know, they've tried, and I'll tell you this quite candidly, that so oftentimes we'll go through the path of like dehydration and food sensitivities and smells and all of these things that might trigger these headaches and migraines. But the average person doesn't love living with headaches or migraines. So the average person, when they come into our office, this is typically, unfortunately, not their first stop. It's not their first stop. So they've done the things where they've went online and figured out causes of headaches. So they've tried to figure out, is it a certain food that I eat? Is it when I'm hungry? Is it when I'm exposed to secondary smoke or a heavy scent? Or is it, you know, the amount of intake of water? Or like the people have done this. Because if you've lived with it and you've not felt good, you know 100% you're going to do your due diligence to figure out how you get rid of them before you have to spend all of this additional time living with migraines when you don't have to. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing too that I see with people who have headaches and migraines is that you realize there's such a difference when it comes to quality of life. It's a huge component that you see the time that you spend with family and kids and your weekends and your family vacations. And when you're struggling through those migraines, all of that looks different. All of it looks incredibly different, right? Because you don't feel well. And so when you go through that, it's like, well, how do we monitor this better? And it's one where it's like simple. We're going to walk through some of those other tools that you can do. But first and foremost, there's a reason why I don't sit down with people and say, hey, great, how much water do you drink? I mean, we do ask those things, but you know, most of the time people say, you know what, I've done it. I'm drinking 100 ounces and it's making no change in my migraine headaches. And so what does your cervical curve look like? Because you should know. If you're getting adjusted, you should know. You should know what that cervical curve looks like. You should also know what your goals for that cervical curve are, right? Oh, I lost the curve in my neck. Cool. What are you doing to work on getting it back in? What neuromuscular reeducation are you doing to retrain that? Because here's what I see. You can do so much massage to those muscles. You can put little pads that stimulate it. You can do e-stim. You can do icy hot. You can do hot showers. You can do all of those things. But if you've lost the curvature, that normal lordosis, and you're not working to restore it, then you're probably going to have headaches. And you're probably going to have neck pain. So why don't you look? And so that's something that is very, very different with what we do at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Right? At Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we look at structural correction. How do we restore the normal structure to the spine? It's, you know, it's pretty simple. I mean, it takes a little bit more work than just that, right? You just restore it. But what neuromuscular re-education are you doing in the office? What pre-adjustment therapies are you doing to make sure that you can rehydrate the disc, that you can prime the spine, that you can work with all those neuroreceptors to make sure that the muscles and ligaments are 100% ready to receive that adjustment, you know? And then at home, what are you doing proactive? You're not in my office every single day, right? So then what are you doing inside of the office to make sure that you're working on correcting the structure of the spine? What kind of home therapies do you have? So in our office, patients at start, they get a cervical traction. Hangs over the door, allows for traction of the spine. They get a wobble seat. They get a head weight. They get wedges for pelvic rotation. They get lumbar and spinal sleep aids, right? We teach you how to use all of them. Our goal is that you are proactive not only here at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, but at home as well, right? And it's just an educational standpoint of what does that look like. Then no, you didn't do structural correction. Did they look at ALR ligament fuse, right? That's a great question. How do you know that ALR ligament instability isn't causing my migraines? That's a good question. You got to do tests to see. And again, that's just more about the education that we really instill and empower people with at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Now, we've got some more recommendations. If you haven't had those checked on what to do when you're starting to experience those nasty headaches, we'll talk about what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. She sets the city on fire, burns like a million lighters. I'm going up, I couldn't get much higher. She sets the city on fire.
What would your life look like if you no longer had to suffer through? What would your family's life look like if they no longer had to, or if you no longer had to? And that's inevitably the goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It's quality of life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Maximize Your Life. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, this is one where I want to be able to share. We're going to go back and share just another quick testimony. Guys, they're all over the place. I have another one of a 10-year-old. We have these everywhere, but I want to be able to share. I can tell you about these people, but I want to be able to go back and revisit Mark's testimony on what changes he's seen at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
Hi, my name is Mark, and this is my story. For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from migraine headaches. As a kid, I can remember laying in bed, being sick to my stomach, and not being able to take any food or drink down because of my migraines. It would come and go in spurts. A couple years would be okay. And then as I got into college and into my adult life, they seemed to be occurring more and more as the stress of life, as having a job and looking at a computer screen and just various factors. So I saw a medical doctor, I saw a neurologist, and I kept trying different medications. It was kind of like a trial and error, what could work. And I would try anti-seizure medicine, antidepressants, high blood pressure medicine, and none of those of which I directly had. And it got to a point to where I was having headaches every other day and having to take an Imitrex just to survive because of the excruciating pain, pounding, the effects on my sight. I couldn't see, I couldn't, function. I'd have to go home and sleep. And some days I'd have to take a few hours off or take the day off to get rid of a headache. And I really wasn't able to experience, great times with friends or do things on the fly as things came up. You know, if a headache, if I had a headache that day. Well, the last straw was when my neurologist suggested I try Botox. He couldn't really explain why it helped, would help my migraine headaches, so I had to take a step back at that point and kind of reassess my approach. So I looked into, you know, potential for chiropractic care. I looked into changing my food habits. And that is when I met Dr. Leanne about 6 years ago and started going to Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And I was just impressed from the get-go at how I'd never really had a doctor or practitioner take a holistic approach to my migraine headaches. It was all about, well, try this medicine or try that medicine. And, you know, come to find out those medications were giving me rebound headaches and just kind of getting me stuck in this cycle of headache after headache. And I didn't know whether it was actually a migraine or whether it was just a headache from the medicine. It got so bad. But as I got x-rays, started getting adjusted, and really seeing the effect of, you know, kind of more of the holistic approach to caring and addressing those issues and not just attacking the migraine headaches, but attacking everything else that was causing the migraine headaches, I started seeing results. I started feeling better. I started changing my eating habits. I started doing the exercises that were recommended as part of my care. And now, you know, I occasionally will have a headache, but I rarely have a migraine headache, and I'm able to enjoy and not be impacted, whether it's at work or whether it's with friends and family, whether it's just, you know, doing what I want to do. You know, I can enjoy life and not have to deal with wondering if I have medication in my pocket or if that Imitrex shot will work, and, or if I'll be sick at a client and, you know, stuck without a way to get rid of the headache. So my name is Mark, and this is my story.
Now, if you want more information, you just have to give us a call. We need to be able to sit down, go through more with you. What is going on? 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Anything else? We'll let you know in terms of what, if we need to do anything else. Imaging like x-rays. Now, we look at the body as a whole, five essentials. So we look at, great, what could be some other causes of your migraine? Could it be that you do have a food sensitivity? And if you do have a food sensitivity, then what's causing it? Do you have leaky gut, right? Because oftentimes when you see food allergies or sensitivities, it's underlying leaky gut. And then if you have that, how do you test for it? Or how do you go about correcting it, right? Same thing, sinus infections. What is that infection from? How come everyone doesn't get sinus infections? You know, honestly, when I started making these lifestyle changes, I got at least 2 sinus infections every winter. I don't have any anymore. What's the difference? Weird. So water, that's another one. You have to be making sure that you are getting half of your body weight in ounces a day of water. I can't tell you how dehydrated the average person who comes into our office is, right? Or patients that have been there forever. I had a gentleman about a couple months ago, and he's like, this isn't working. I'm getting migraine headaches. And I said, okay, well, when are they? Midday. How much water are you drinking? That's all I drink is water. Okay, that's great, but are you drinking enough? So see him a week later. How's it going? Oh my goodness, my headaches are better. Did you start drinking water? Yes, I guess I was dehydrated. That's what I'm telling you, right? Like, you have to look, especially too, when you say, hey, I'm really hungry. That's what, when I get hungry. Well, that's a sign of blood sugar imbalance. So again, then it's figuring out, why is your blood sugar imbalance and why are you having these migraines from that? So do you see how like the big picture of things is that it's so often, it is so, so often that we just kind of, it's very like easy. It's very dismissive to say like, oh yeah, no, it just, but if you're at the point, you have a loved one who's at the point or you say, you know what? I don't want to do this path anymore. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. When that happens, let them give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always reach out on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope that it always falls upon ears that are ready to make positive changes and that this could just be a step in the journey of health. You know, we love to be alongside of you and walk you through that journey and live the life that you deserve. Thanks for tuning in, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.